question.
Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good night. I love you.
Hey, hey, MAGA gang. Hey, so back in town.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
Donald Trump is your president, and if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack.
I believe that she will win. I believe that she will win.
But no matter how loud they chanted, it wasn't to be.
Because you know this Trump train don't stop. Tell Beto to please come try to take my...
Tonight, I'm asking for the vote of every single African-American citizen.
You want to impeach him? I guess that's what you do when you can't be him.
In this country, who wants to see a better future?
That need to dead that. And I'm coming through your hood in my red hat.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump.
Okay.
And you ain't black. And you ain't black.
And they say they looking for me, I say where?
No group in America has been more harmed by Hillary Clinton's policies than African American.
To the deep state that I said that. Cannons always on my shirt. They gonna be triggered when I win.
What the hell do you have to lose?
And if you like it or not, keep the energy you had with Barack.
America must reject.
Cause you know this Trump train on
the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, who sees communities of color only as votes.
What difference at this point does it make?
Gotta take my block. You wanna impeach him? I guess that's what you.
Many choosing to brave the freezing temperatures, and they camped out
earlier than early for President Trump's rally.
Temperature is still freezing cold out here. Last time I checked, it was 9 degrees.
My 401k is going up. Everything is going up. Thank you, Donald. I love you.
Colorado was founded by pioneers and prospectors, cowboys and miners who tamed the wilderness, explored the West, and helped make this the greatest nation ever to exist on the face of the earth. 75
5 years ago this week, our brave United States Marines landed on the shores of Iwo Jima. America is truly a land of heroes, brave people, great people. This is a truly incredible time for America. We have the best economy in our history. We added another 225,000 brand new beautiful jobs last month. We are in the midst of the great American comeback. That's what we're doing. Our country is stronger today than ever before. While the extreme left has been wasting America's time, we've been killing terrorists, creating jobs, raising wages, enacting fair trade rules, securing our border, and lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. At stake in our present battle is the survival of our nation. Now you have a president who is standing up for America, and we are standing up for the great people of Colorado. America's
into that position, he loses everything that's like normal. And if he does the other way, he loses the left. So he doesn't want to give a left. I'd love to have him put up a list. I'd like to see what that, I could see what that list would be. I could already tell you the people on that list. It would not be good. It would not be pretty. You would not be happy. That would be the end. If given power, Biden and his supporters would pack the court. You know, they're talking about packing the court. Because we have won races. We have won. I'll tell you what. So this will be my third. And we're in great shape. You see this? You see what's going on with the Republican Party, how unified the Republican Party is? Right? Now we're unified. It's a beautiful thing to say. Thank you, Mitt. Thank you. Appreciate it. Even Mitt's on board. No, it's a good thing to see. Having a unified party. Of course, when they did the impeachment hoax, we had 197 to nothing in the House and 52 and a half to a half. That was Mitt. But that's okay. I'm no longer angry at Mitt because he's being very nice on the Supreme Court. He's doing the right thing. I just want to do the right thing. But they want to pack the court. You know what that means? They want to put you on the justice system. The things that are just horrible. I guess we could do that too, right? We could do that too. But remember, it was Harry Reid that made this all possible. You know, they're angry at us. Listen, Chuck, Brian Chuck, you know it's Brian Chuck? Every time you complain, remember, it was Harry Reid, your person in charge. He had your job before. It was Harry Reid who made this all possible. Thank you very much, Harry. But he wants to pack the courts, in court, with radicals who will terminate the Second Amendment, confiscate your firearms, eliminate the right to self-defense, try to criminals. crime was so horrible that I won't tell you what it was, but it's been going on for 21 years or so. The crime was so horrible that this person committed, and they said, look, I just can't talk about it. It was so horrible, and that's usually the case. Like the Boston bomber. And by the way, they want to give prisoners, people in prison, they want to give us. So we immediately said, remember Bernie is, I'll tell you one thing about him. He's the greatest loser I've ever seen. Because what they did to him with Hillary was bad, but this time was even worse. Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren would have left the campaign one day before Superintendent Bernie with her ideology, basically, because she's a radical left, and she was really fresh to him, but she was really fresh. How bad was Elizabeth Warren to Joe Biden? There's only one person that was worse. Who was worse? Kamala. I said, he'll never, this shows you my great instinct, my great knowledge of politics. I said, he will never pick Kamala because no human being has been treated worse than anybody. Kamala, she's a former racist. She called him xenophobic. She called him all sorts of things. She called him things that were so bad I can't say it. I can't say it. But she called him a lot of things. I said, well, she's out. And then he picked her. And by the way, how good is Mike Pence? Is he great? He's a great guy and a great vice president, and he works so hard. He's all over the place. He's everywhere. Where'd you go today, Mike? I went to Michigan, North Carolina, South Carolina. I went to Wisconsin. He's an incredible guy, and he's a great guy. He loves in the history of our country. We built the greatest economy in the history of the world, not only here, anywhere. We were beating everybody. You know, I heard that China in 2019 was going to overtake us, right? That didn't happen. And they released the plague, but that didn't happen. And it still is not happening with the plague because they got hit hard themselves. I wonder if they understood. The plague came here, they could have stopped it. They could have stopped it. 188 countries all over the world, including Europe and the United States. We've added a record 10.6 million jobs in the last 4 months, including 3.3 million jobs for Hispanic Americans. That's a record. When the plague arrived from China, we launched the largest national mobilization since World War II. We pioneered life-saving therapies, reducing the fatality rate 85% since April. 10% greater excess mortality rate than the United States. And now you see that being hit very hard. The fake news was saying, well, I don't know if you've done as well as Europe. I said, we did better than Europe. And now Europe is exploding again. Unfortunately, I don't want that to happen. But they don't want to talk about that because that's not good for their nerve. Early aggressive action saved many millions of lives. Through Operation Warp Speed, we developed and distributed a vaccine. We will have a vaccine so soon you won't even believe it. Although they're trying to do a little bit of a political hit. But we have three great companies and then others also. Johnson & Johnson, right? Pfizer, Moderna, great companies. All of them great companies. And then out there, we are way advanced, way advanced in the final steps. I took historic action, critical release for American workers who are Paycheck Protection Program. We saved 3.2 million Florida jobs. We're launching a historic effort to bring our medical supply chains back home where they belong. In 1996, Joe Biden voted to obliterate Puerto Rico's thriving pharmaceutical industry. I am reversing that, and we're going back so that Puerto Rico can get its pharmaceutical industry back. They can have it back. That was Joe Biden that did that. Did they vote? Because automatically, I don't know. American community, and people don't want to talk about it, but what he did was devastating. It's not good for anyone. Last week, I also announced an additional $13 billion that goes to disaster relief for Puerto Rico. They got hit hard. I don't remember that. That was given by Trump, not by the Democrats. Our hearts are also with the communities in the panhandle. I love the panhandle. Ron will tell you. I'll tell you. You're a great governor, and he's doing a great job. He called up. He said, the panhandle's in, sir. They don't even pay. I think I've got 99.9% of the panhandle. But we took care of the panhandle. Remember Hurricane Sally? That was not good, but we took care of it. Ron came into my office and said, sir, we need more money. I said, how much? He gave me a number you don't even want to believe. He said, don't come back, Ron. He comes back. Before the storms hit shore, because we know what's going to happen. We took care of Florida. On November 3rd, Florida will decide whether we end the pandemic and return to record prosperity or whether we allow Joe Biden to kill the recovery, delay the vaccine, impose a $4 trillion tax hike, ban American energy, which he wants to destroy the suburbs. He's going to destroy the suburbs. Which means millions and millions of people are going to pour into our country. Government. That hateful Marxist government is a wicked nation seeks to divide everyone by race, rewrites American history, and teaches people to be ashamed of themselves and be ashamed of their country. That's not happening anymore. We fired so many of these wise guys. We have one getting $350,000 a year teaching our military this stuff. And he said, what happened? We said, you're fired. Get out. It's become a cancer. It's like a cancer. There's many, many people gone. They're all gone. And if they're not, let us know. We will let them go. But we have to unite together as one proud American family. That's what we are. We're joined by some incredible warriors, some incredible people. One of them that I'm most proud of is a man that came to the state, and what a job he's done. Your great governor, Ron DeSantis. He's doing a great job. Ron is doing a great job. Ron, how are we doing in the election? How are we doing in November? Okay, that's good. They beat a man that they said had a good future. I don't think it's future. He was very tough and strong, and he didn't choke under pressure, that's for sure. But much more important than that is the first thing about Republican National Convention right here in Jacksonville. But the time was a little bit bad. We got hit a little bit with COVID, as they say. We got hit a little bit with the China virus. And I'll tell you what, Lenny Curry was absolutely fantastic. Your mayor, Lenny Curry. All right. Some of the greatest, toughest. Television, right? I know this. He's great. Thank you, Matt. Ted Yoho. Ted. Ted. Great job. Now, you know, a man that is in charge of all spying. He was so good that Matt and Ron and Ted and Mike Waltz. People came to see me, Mike. Another great one. Thank you, Mike. job. Candidate for Congress, Cat. Moving my feet to this school. In the Oval Office yesterday, right? And I said, how are you doing? Sir, I'm up 42. I said, 42 what? 42 points. That was a big Trump district. You're not in the Supreme Court. It was a great win you had. Offices of the Republican Party, and we love the Republican Party. They have been incredible. They have been incredible.
That is the President of these United States. Just listening to a little bit of that, rally in Jacksonville, Florida tonight. Boy, I tell you, there is nothing like a Trump rally. There is nothing like a President Trump rally. The energy that you see, the excitement and the electricity in the air. And a speechwriter for the president is a very good speechwriter. This guy is absolutely, just absolutely phenomenal here with. He makes sure that he leave no rock or stone, a stone unturned. He just give you the facts, the actual facts, things that you don't hear in the media. Something the president said tonight about Joe Biden that I didn't know about Puerto Rico. Well, I didn't know that. Things that Joe Biden has done. You see, nobody. The media tried to hide the record of Sleepy Joe. They tried to hide his voting record, but you can go and let me tell you where you can go and check out his voting record and learn everything you need to know about Joe. Go to ontheissues.org. I believe it's .com, one of the two, ontheissues.org. And you will see his voting record on abortion, his voting record on taxes, and his voting record on civil rights and so forth, his voting record on energy, just the whole nine yards. Him and Kamala Harris, they both have a voting record. Something you can go back and look at, you can observe and find out how did they vote in the past, which is an indicator how they would govern in the future, how they would govern in the future. So you can go back and look at their voting record. I mean, most people have to – look, folks, you got to do your homework. You got to do your homework. If you're not a conservative, independent conservative Republican, you're going to have to do your – if you've been a Democrat all your life, just a staunch Democrat, and you've pretty much just been going by what you hear in the media, for you to be able to transition from not being a liberal or a Democrat – you're going to have to go and find out about the history, the voting record of these people that you're going to vote for. Go and look at their voting record. You can go to ontheissues.org. You can find it. You know, I just learned out today that Joe Biden passed a bill, a sponsored bill, to tax your Social Security. To tax Social Security. Oh, is that right? That's right. We're paying taxes on Social Security because when you get your Social Security, because of Joe Biden. And Democrats now want to raise the retirement age to receive your Social Security to age 72. Now, how are you going to enjoy your Social Security? I mean, at age 72, most people want to retire in their 60s. Or age 55, if they don't have a disability. Democrats don't. Let me tell you, Democrats are not giving you anything. Have you ever heard the saying, the big print give it, but the little print take it away? Democrats will come out and promise you all of these good things, sweet things. We're going to do this. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you that. But they take it away. You got Joe Biden now, the Biden tax. I heard this today on one of the stations here in Memphis. But you had Joe Biden supposedly trying to come out with the Biden tax and tax the guns that you have in your home, registered gun owners. Want to tax you $250 for each registered gun that you own. Let's say you own six guns. Well, that's $1,500, $250 a pop. And then they want to charge you a registration fee every year for each one, an extra $13. So that's what, $78? So if you're a gun owner, you have a registration fee, every year you're going to have to pay to have that registered gun, $250. And some of it retroact back. It want to go back. It's not new gun that you buy, not new gun owners, but they want to go retro back and go way back. Okay, you bought a gun in 2017. We got to go back and charge you $250 for that registered gun, the gun that you registered. You see the foolishness here? The Democrat Party is taking everything away from the American people. Yo, they're taking away your choices. They're taking away your freedom. So therefore, they can't take your guns away. So now they're going to make it so they're going to tax it, tax your registration, the registered guns that you, the guns that you had, or the register, tax them so high that you can't afford to keep them. Can't afford to keep a gun. So, okay, what the heck? I just give up. I'm not going to pay $250 for each gun I got. What if you're a person that has 10 guns at the house? You know, hunting gun. You like to hunt. You got different hunting guns. You know, over the year time that you have had several guns, you may have a collection of guns. You may have 20. Under a Biden and Harris administration, you don't have to pay $250 for those guns that are registered. You don't need to vote for these people, folks. You're voting for your demise. If you vote for Democrats, you're voting for the destruction of your livelihood, pretty much. You're voting for the end of your children's future. It's going to be a communist, socialist, communist country. Even there in New York, right now in New York, I hear someone was saying, in New York, you can't even own a gun, or can't even have a handgun, or something to that effect in New York. I don't know what's going on in New York. Maybe somebody can tell me what's going on in New York. But I blame the people who voted these people in office or in New York, you government officials. I blame the people who voted. If you voted for these Democrats, you vote them in power. For the radical social, if you didn't do your homework and you just vote based on feelings and emotions because they was promised you liberty and financial freedom, giving you false hope, hope and change turned out to be hell and destruction and confusion. Intelligent people, most of y'all are very intelligent people who vote for Democrats, very smart, educated people. You just went out and voted for these folks in full-fledged, ignorant mode, didn't try to question anything, any of their policies or their core beliefs. You didn't do anything. You just went out and vote because you hate the other person. You just vote out of malice. You voted out of hatred and bitterness and animosity. There ain't no way to vote. You don't vote out of animosity, bitterness, and hatred for someone else. You hate this person. You don't like this person, personality, character. So you go vote for somebody who's seven times the child of a devil than the person that you despise. Come on, folks. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Do your homework. You're an intelligent person. You're educated. You're smart. You can think for yourself. Why vote people in office who's going to destroy your livelihood? It's going to happen if you vote socialists and communist radicals in the office. In power, if you vote them in power, put them in power, they're going to continue to destroy your education system. They're still going to teach your children all kind of ungodly stuff that has nothing to do with their learning, when they should be taught math, science, art in school, English in school, other things in school, should have PE, physical training, other things. Instead, they're teaching them gender neutral in class, teaching them about homosexuality and teaching them other things. Nothing that's going to advance their future or their learning. Now think about where President Trump, he tweets. So what? Every politician tweets. You have a Twitter account? Look on there and see who's tweeting. tweeting, kind of like twerking. Everybody tweet. So what? Stand up, shake yourself off. You know, the president just responded back to his critics. They're criticizing him. They're lying on him. They're trying to undermine his administration. They're trying to destroy his legacy. They're lying in spirit on the president, scandalizing. And they're doing everything they can, trying to undercut the president, trying to turn the American people against the president, lying about the coronavirus, trying to blame the president for that, when there was a worldwide virus that hit 188 countries. 188 countries. Now they're trying to rig an election with these fake mail-in ballots. Just mailing off 150 million of them. You got Mike Doomberg trying to pay $30 million. I guess that's what it was, $30 million to let some career criminals out of jail to vote again, because Democrats want these career criminals to vote for Democrats. And then they're going to release these career criminals back into the community, and crime going to hike again, going to spike again, the crime rate. You can't be voting these radicals in office. Come on, people. Some of you are smarter than that. Absolutely. Some of you are absolutely smarter than that. And I don't know why. I don't know why people would even fall for it. It's beyond me. It's beyond me why people would even fall for it, you know? Well, let's listen to a little bit more of what the president has to say. We got a little more time to go here. But I'm telling you, folks, these Democrat politicians, they are up to no good. They are up to no good, and they cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted with the destiny of the American people. So something is pretty much definitely going to have to be done about that. You're listening to the Black Conservative Show. I'm your host, Black Conservative, giving you the hard facts, the actual facts drawn from the most reliable source to be, whether you know it or not, which happens to be my treasure of knowledge. Normally, my broadcasts come on at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, but for some reason, I did not set up the right time, so I had to just go with what they had available, and so I figured I would do a late show. So yeah, but you all know that the Kentucky Attorney General, he has mentioned he gave the grand jury report on Breonna. Everybody know about Breonna Taylor, what happened at Breonna Taylor apartment. She was in an emergency room technician. That's what they tell me that she was. According to some reports, that she was an emergency room technician. She was age 26. That's a young age. Age 26. Wow. You know, age 26. That's a young age to die for an adult. At any rate, she was fatally shot by three police officers who was attempting to serve a no-knock search warrant. And the fake news media, the corrupt fake news media, would have you to believe that the police did not announce themselves when they got to the apartment at 3003 Springfield, apartment 4. You listen to the media tell you, oh, the police didn't announce themselves. They didn't say who they were. That's what we get from the media. That's what we got from the media. Fake news. CNN, that Communist News Network, Corrupt News Network, those people there with Don Lemon on the show, Don Lemon, that guy is terrible. You know, he is absolutely terrible. His hatred for the president is manifest. I don't even know how he keeps his sponsors. Maybe we need to call the sponsors and say, hey, look, this guy need to get his act together, or we need to pull his advertising. This guy has instilled hatred and animosity for the president. He can't deal with the truth. He can't deal with the facts. But what I want to say about Breonna Taylor's death here, the officers knocked and they announced themselves before breaking down the door. So can everybody agree with that? Can we all agree that the officers announced themselves? They knocked and announced themselves before breaking down the door. I mean, that's the narrative that was shown over and over in the news. But a boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend, said that he heard pounding at the door. He heard pounding at the door, but he didn't hear anyone announce they were police. But wait a minute. If someone is pounding at your door, will you want to ask who it is? Who is it? I mean, come out the door and say, hey, who is it? I mean, he had a firearm. He could have found out he could have looked out the window and seen who it was. Oh, there are police cars out here. These are police officers. Let me tell you something, folks. People, let me tell you something. I was born at night, but not last night. You think I believe, you want me to be led to believe that these two, Taylor and Walker, Breonna Taylor and Walker, you want me to believe that these two didn't have a clue that that was the police knocking at their door, banging at their door? Let me tell you how I come to that conclusion. Let's go back down memory lane. Let's find out. So remember, the homicide unit. This was the second time that law enforcement showed up at Brianna's address, 3003 Springfield. This is the first time. This was the second time they showed up. They showed up before the homicide unit. They showed up before. You know, they showed up before March the 13th because they had been surveilling the private investigators had been watching her apartment and also another address. At another address where there was a drug house. So they had been doing surveillance for several weeks at this home, at this apartment. But, you know, they found no drugs when they searched Taylor's apartment. They found no drugs. Because let me tell you why they found no drugs. Because she wasn't keeping the drugs there. She was keeping the money there, the drug money there for Glover. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Oh, you said, where you learn that from, Black Conservative? Well, you're going to find out. That's why you need to listen to this show on tomorrow night. You're going to find out tomorrow night that they was under surveillance. Glover was under surveillance. Walker was under surveillance because suspicious of drug trafficking. But I'm letting you in on something. So people say, well, the police were at the wrong apartment. No, they were not at the wrong apartment. You know, on Twitter and Facebook, they claimed that the Louisville police went to the wrong apartment the night of Taylor's death when they served a no-knock warrant. No, that's not true. No, that's what her attorney, Ben Crump, said, who was a property profiteer. He tweeted out that the police had the wrong address and their real suspect was already in custody, confusing the issue. No, they did not have the wrong address. Matter of fact, they had 5 search warrants that the Louisville police received on March the 12th. And those 5 search warrants was part of a narcotic investigation. And one of those warrants, one of those addresses, one was for Breonna Taylor's apartment. 3 were for a home on Elliott Avenue in Russell neighborhood. And one was a house on West Muhammad Ali Boulevard. That warrant was not executed. But we don't know why. They haven't made that public why. But the warrant for Taylor's home included her address, apartment number, and photos of her apartment door. Oh, the media didn't tell you. So they had a picture of the door. They had a picture of the house. They were at the right place. I'm going to tell you why they was at the right place. Because they showed up before. They showed up before. They came and interviewed the homicide unit, guys, enforcement. They came and they interviewed Breonna Taylor about, to find out did she have relative information about the homicide death of a person by the name of Hernandez that was in Glover's car. Glover's car got got towed away at a parking meter. So Brianna knew, she knew, well, should have known, that something was not right. She knew that Glover was going to be getting in trouble with the police. She even said that to Glover, that she was afraid that he was going to be getting in trouble with the police. Why? Because Glover were funneling money to Brianna, drug money. She had 10 grand, according to Glover. He told his girlfriend, hey, Brianna has, you know, I gave her 15 grand. Oh, wonder where that money went. Maybe that'll come out, huh? So they'll tell you, you know, the news will tell you that the police had no need to execute the warrant at her house that resulted in her death, since they had already had their main target. The police execute the warrant at Taylor's apartment at the same time as the home on Elliott Avenue. So if you execute two warrants at the same time, which Taylor apartment was considered a soft target with minimum threat, you know, they just thought she was going to be there alone because they knew where their target was. But Glover, on a phone call, Glover had told his girlfriend that, hey, I gave Bria 15 grand. 10 grand. 15 grand. Oh, really? You know, that's a lot of money, 15 grand. Glover was receiving his mail at her address. He was using Brianna's phone number. So what's the point I'm trying to make here? You say, what's the point, Black Sir? The point is there's a connection. There was drug trafficking. Brianna broke up with Glover, she said, didn't have no more ties with him, but that's not true, because she was still calling him from the jail cell. He was still calling her from the jail cell. They got the audio, they got the tape. And they have the text. And in one of the texts that I read, guess what Glover said? I gave Bria 15 G. That's $15,000. Says she had 8,000. He got 6,000. He got 8,000 from her. He gave her 8,000, but he got 8,000, but she still had the other 6,000. And Glover asked Brianna, had she talked to Walker? Walker being the point man. Walker got the money. They didn't find the money in her apartment. Walker got the money. The money is somewhere. Walker got the money. Somebody got that money. According to Glover, he gave Brianna 15 grand. That's a lot of money for a criminal, Ham. Tomorrow we're going to find out, where did the money go? We're going to follow the money trail tomorrow here on the Black Conservative Show. We'll follow the money trail tomorrow. We'll see exactly where did this money go. And we'll be back again. God bless you, and good night. See you tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night.